Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
The trifecta of stupid. That would be Tom Cruise, DeSantis, and Abbott. First of all, did you hear how ridiculous statement that Cruz made about Schumer and the Democrats? He said that he just can't believe their herd mentality type of attitude over this infrastructure bill. And this is the guy that follows the lead of a guy that talked about his wife like a dog, tried to say that the Kennedy assassination had something to do with his father, and they're just following mindlessly. And then, of course, DeSantis with more stupidity on COVID, and his buddy over in Texas. The latest is, he doesn't want to have to comply to masks or anything like that. And now he's actually asking for outside help from other states because they're so overwhelmed, they need medical people there. The three of them together, I don't care how smart Cruz is supposed to be and where he went to school, what Ivy League school. In my mind, he's dumb as a box of rocks.
Yeah, as always, you cover a wide waterfront, and well, let me address that. Cruz, I don't know. I mean, look, Cruz went to Princeton undergrad, and, think about the following, because this is a sad thing. They interviewed his roommate. He had a roommate his freshman year at Princeton. They interviewed his roommate, who knows him very well. They were roommates for a year. And they go to the roommate, they say, what do you think about Ted Cruz being president? And you know what the guy said? he said, you could take the phone book, open it up, blindfold yourself, and stick a pencil onto the page, and whatever name you hit would be a better president than Ted Cruz. This is his roommate. His roommate knew him very well. And you're absolutely right. Trump was a very insulting guy. And I have never figured out why they didn't stand up to him earlier, those 17 or so who ran against him. You know, Carly Fiorina, for instance, is running. And Trump said in a public debate, look at that face. Look at that face. How can somebody, basically that ugly, be president? And none of the other guys stood up and said, shut up. You want to pick on somebody? Pick on me. Shut up. The reason they didn't do that is because they figured he had no chance and they'd pick up his base. And basically, he insulted Jeb Bush. And with Cruz, you're right. He said that Cruz's wife was ugly. That's what he said, his wife. And that his father was in on the assassination of JFK. And Cruz not only endorsed him, but Cruz manned phone banks for him, said it's important to get him elected. Cruz will literally do anything, including betraying his wife and his father, to stay in the Senate. So here, to build on what Dick was just saying, what the herd mentality, Cruz goes, Democrats have a herd mentality. They obey one man, Chuck Schumer. What he does is he repeats what the Republicans do. They have a herd mentality. They obey one man, Donald Trump. And the genius of this Republican attack mode is whatever they do, whatever evil they do, they simply say the Democrats did it. And you may think, come on, how can people fall for that kind of stuff? Well, guess what? They do fall for it. Not enough to elect Trump president. Biden won by 7 million votes, 36 electoral votes. But there were a lot of people who fell for it, and they're still falling for it. There are enough of them fell for it that they risk felony convictions and violence to attack the Capitol on January 6th. That's so much. You've seen that video. Those people weren't faking. Those people were true believers. They really were. And they were mistaken. Some of them had planned it in advance and were part of it. But there were a lot of them who were just average people who showed up because the president of the United States said, show up. And January 6th, what's that all about? Well, it turns out that's the day for the ceremonial acceptance of the certifications from the 50 states. And they go up there shouting, hang Mike Pence. And they have a gallows that's built on the grounds. And they go through the hallways. Oh, Nancy, you got to understand this. They would have killed Mike Pence. They would have killed Nancy Pelosi. They would have killed any congressman they got their hands on. Some of these people, like AOC, were hiding in her office, and I don't blame her. People were pounding on the door. Turned out it was a Capitol Police officer, although he didn't identify himself, and they just hid in the bathroom and locked it and think, my God, they're going to come and kill us. And the Republicans are denying that it happened. They say they were tourists, letting off a little steam. Ron Johnson said that. Kevin McCarthy is attacking the commission itself to investigate it. All of this. And so, Dick, when you talk about Cruz, DeSantis, and Abbott, you're right. And it's not a majority, but the sad fact that we have got to grapple with is that a lot of Americans are following that and believing it a lot. I mean, an awful lot. Okay, thanks for calling in. Okay, now, one very piece of good news. And the Department of Defense, Lloyd Austin, the secretary, I think quite a bit of him. He's a great general. He's a great secretary. Standing up to the Chinese, standing up to the Russians. He has now issued an order, it looks like, that they're going to require all active military service members to be vaccinated. How many is that? 1.4 million have to be vaccinated. And they have to do it by September 14, or when there's full authorization by the FDA, whichever comes sooner. Because some people go, well, I'm not going to get vaccinated because it's only emergency authorization by the Federal Drug Administration, FDA, and I want actual final authorization. All right. Well, I'll tell you what my final authorization is. Hundreds of millions of people took it, and they're doing, and it saved their lives, and it saved them from ventilators and hospitalization. It stopped, as to the extent they could, the spread. That's the authorization. But now the FDA looks like, Dr. Fauci says, they may authorize it certainly by September. And so Lloyd Austin, and that means Biden, because nobody does stuff without running by the president, go, they've got to be vaccinated. And if somebody has issues with that, if there's a medical issue, is there a rare case where if you have some medical condition, you can't be vaccinated? I'm not a doctor, so you have the doctors look at that. But you make exceptions. But in general, in the military, you're all huddled together. You know, bunks on a ship are very close together. When you're together in the Army, the same thing. Every other branch of the service, same thing. You can't get away from other people. You don't want to. These are your shipmates. These are your fellow soldiers. And they're going to be vaccinated, absolutely vaccinated. The Navy leads it right now. I'm very proud to say, since I'm a Navy guy, 72% of Navy sailors have received both shots. 72%, well above the national average. Well above the national average. Now, part of that is, if you've ever been on a ship, believe me, you're right up and close and personal with a lot of other sailors in the bunk area, in the lavatory, and that kind of thing, the head. You had better be vaccinated. You had better be vaccinated. And these various governors who aren't getting the message, Arkansas right now has 8 ICU beds left. In the whole state, it's a state of 3 million people, 8 intensive care unit beds. They're going to have to start shipping them to Kansas City and elsewhere. And Asa Hutchinson, the governor who signed the anti-mask order back a few months ago, I got to hand it to him. He said, I made a mistake. And then he got harassed by the legislature, who think he's no good and they're going to oppose him next time. Then, yeah, he made a mistake. Yes, he made a mistake. He at least said it. And these other idiots are going, well, that's okay. We have 8 ICU beds in the whole state. 3 million people. 3 million people. We're going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. Stay on the line.